Leigh-Hardy Dawson refuses to be categorized. Hello, my gorgeous humans. Today for something a little bit different, I'm going to be talking about my recent current experience with having some real some really low confidence levels. And I know what you're saying. You'd be like, sorry, what? Who's this? Leonie, what? I know, me. Like, usually I'm just outrageously confident, you know, in lots and lots of ways. So I wanted to be real with you and just share a little bit about what's happening with me currently. So I've been in a back plane flare up, which has really harshed my mellow and I'm sure contributed to the feeling of wah, wah. Luckily, I've been able to go see my osteopath, Sophie Toland, and she helped tremendously. I've been in bleeding phase, so my energy levels are very down, inflammation is up, pain is up. And I do tend to naturally have like really high levels of self-confidence, but sometimes that self-confidence unwittingly gets tied to my external achievements like money or productivity. And I've always been like very innately competitive and ambitious. Like even my year five report card says like Uni sets very big goals for herself, but is very disappointed when she doesn't achieve them. And that makes me laugh because obviously this is like a really long running trait of mine. And I want to say here, it's not even like I am not having a low self-confidence because I haven't been able to achieve a goal, because I have. It's just where I'm at currently. And if I would tell you the thing that I feel just the most tender and ashamed about is the fact that I currently feel like I have just no fucking clue what I'm doing in business, that I'm somehow doing it wrong, that other people have their shit together and they know what they're doing, but definitely not me. And like just this intense pressure inside me that I need to learn some other convoluted marketing method in order for me to finally get it right. I am currently convinced that I am a one-hit wonder, that my heyday is behind me, my Midas touch is gone, there's something inherently wrong with me, I should be further ahead than where I am, there's no way that I'm going to achieve my next goals, I need to be better than what I am, and it's like, am I failing? I'm failing. Am I failing? Oh God, oh shit, am I? Like my head is so far up my own asshole. It's like impenetrable darkness. And like, I want you to know, like, I want to take a moment to reassure you that my mental health is steady. Like I'm truly okay. I know when a depressive episode's coming on, I know where I'm like in burnout and stuff like that. And I'm managing those things. I just wanted to share some of the internal stories that I'm looking at currently in the spirit of vulnerability. And, you know, thank fuck for medication. Because if I didn't have medication, this would be crippling instead of just a weight. And you know what? Like when I look at those beliefs from an outside perspective, I know that they might seem like hilarious and wildly untrue, and that doesn't make them any less true on my insides though. This is just currently, it's not how I feel all the time, it's just right in this moment. So my plan going forward, you know, I think just like writing this out and sharing it is just a really good first step. I am going to take tech breaks every weekend for the next little while. I'm going to be very mindful of any social media consumption for the next week, just in case that is part of what's triggering my mindset, because I took 2 years off social media. I'm back on it now and I have been trying to be mindful of it, but I think I need to be really clear on whether it's contributing to this. I'm going to book in with my darling kinesiologist, Kerry Rower, in case there's any energy blocks, subconscious stuff that needs to be worked through. And some other things that might help is, as always, creating and writing and making art is always a big part of my process. Journaling, reading romance novels, practicing extreme self-care, just flooding myself with positive mindset reminders of people talking about their stories of things that are possible really helps me and inspires me. Making sure I'm taking time to talk to my people, like my assistants and my husband and my friends, and even just talking about this publicly is really helpful as well. I called one of my dearest friends on the weekend and she said to me, "Oh, Leonie, I just want you to know I love it when you have these momentary lapses where you feel human, like the rest of us, great unwashed, when you experience what it's like for people when they have low self-confidence or have imposter syndrome. It's really shit and it's really crippling when you have it, and usually you don't. And so it just really cheers me up. We've been friends for decades and decades, and it just made me laugh so much. And she's right, it's a good reminder of being human. God, even though it sucks. I also need to remind myself as well just to give up on other people's systems and tools, and just do it my own way and trust that my own way is enough. It's more than enough. It's always been enough, and I don't need to think otherwise. And just the same, like I have been playing with Motion, the app, for a while now, for a few weeks, and on one level, it is really useful for me, but then on another really level, I'm noticing that it makes me feel constantly like I'm behind and I need to be doing more. And that's a really shit energy to take into every day, and it's not how I like to feel and how I like to live. So I need to experiment to see what ways I can use it in a way that doesn't affect me, like my mental mindset. And still gives me the freedom that I deeply desire and need in my work in order to feel groovy, you know? So I just want to say, like, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. If you want to write in emails, I love hearing from you. I read everything that does come in. I don't answer all of them because I'm autistic and that would be far too much. My assistants will respond to you, and they will give me all of the emails. But I'm just really grateful. And I hope in some small way this may help you feel less alone in all of this. When I have shared this, already, people have said to me, like, oh, it's actually just so useful to know that even when you are super successful, you can still experience like elements of imposter syndrome, elements of like questioning yourself and wondering, what the fuck am I supposed to be doing? So I hope this is useful in some small way. And yeah, that's all I really wanted to share today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being you. One last thing. I just remembered I am going to a conference at the end of this week. I'm going to the Heart Centered Business Conference run by Tash Corbin, and there are some incredible speakers there. I am going to be doing a keynote presentation. I'm getting it professionally filmed. I've got all the worksheets and the slides, and I'm also going to be hand drawing and illustrating all of my notes from other people's speeches. If you go to leoniedawson.com/heart, then you can sign up for that and get all of that free. You get the professional recording of it for free. You get all of my notes from the weekend for free. And I think it'll be really powerful and really beautiful and really lovely. And if you don't follow me on Instagram or Facebook, I'm also going to be sharing some of the notes and photos as I go along over the weekend as well. So you can go find me there, Leonie Dawson. But otherwise, go to leoniedawson.com/heart and I can give you all the fucking goodies then. All right. Thanks for being you. Love you. Bye. You hang up. No, you hang up.